Middle East and Africa.
God and country. A kingdom divided. Israel's religious nationalists are both powerful and fractured.
In opposition, religious nationalists were lured by the promise by Benjamin Netanyahu that he would lead a government of Yamin al-Male, Hebrew for the full right. They now hold great power in Israel's government, but discord over how to wield it is cracking the movement. Zionism has many strands, from the secular and socialist to the religious. At the extremes of its religious fringes, experts speak of a schism between those who prioritise the physical land of Israel and the concept of the Holy Land over the unity of Israelis, for example, or the sanctity of life, and those who prioritise its people. A fierce religious and cultural battle is raging, writes Yair Ettinger in his study of religious nationalism, one that pits observant Jews against other observant Jews. The Talmud, Judaism's ancient body of law and lore, was compiled 1,500 years ago when Jews were the subjects of foreign rulers, not masters of a 21st century state. Small wonder then that religious nationalists disagree over how to govern a modern country with a powerful army. Jewish law sets no limit on the number of civilians you can kill for one terrorist, says Shai Glick, a far-right Israeli activist. The notion of religious Zionism emerged in the mid-19th century. The movement was formally established in 1902. It began as a quietist adjunct to the secular mainstream and remained so for 70 years. Today, its most powerful leaders see Israel's capture of biblical sites as a prelude to messianic salvation. They have wrested control of the movement and cemented their claims by settling on Palestinian land. Leading the hardliners are the finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich, and the national security minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir. In pursuit of land, they want to annex the West Bank, topple the Palestinian Authority, permanently reoccupy and resettle Gaza, and push Palestinians abroad. They seek to subvert Israel's secular laws with the Halakha, the religious code. For them, Mr. Netanyahu's aborted plan to curb judicial powers in the early months of this government was but the first step. Their aim so far only partly realised is to extirpate the secular deep state and seize control of the army, security agencies and courts. For their religious nationalist rivals, who do not share Mr. Ben-Gvir et al.'s loathing of the establishment, the people of Israel come first. Naftali Bennett used to head a religious nationalist party, Yamina, that favoured annexing much of the West Bank. But in 2021, he jettisoned his far-right allies and became Israel's first religious prime minister in a government that included secular leftists and, for the first time, an independent Arab-Israeli party. Their strain of religious Zionism has, for now, been pushed out of government. Both the far-right militants like Mr. Smotrich and pro-establishment figures such as Mr. Bennett champion the use of military force. All see their wars as holy. But while Mr. Ben-Gvir seeks to arm his followers, in effect mobilising a religious militia, his rivals look to the army alongside their secular counterparts. Such are the tensions, warns Ehud Olmert, a former prime minister, that Israel's war in Gaza could become a war of Jews against Jews. A smaller contingent of religious Zionists versed in biblical prophets who ranted against abuses of power questioned the morality of both sides. The Holy Land has high moral demands, says Ethel Melker, one such activist. We were expelled before for not being moral. For now, the far right of religious Zionism appears in the ascendant, but it would be surprising if Israel's longest and perhaps least decisive war had no impact on their influence. Other wars inflamed by religion in the Middle East have proved their proponents undoing. Horrified by Islamic State success, many Syrians and Iraqis rejected the jihadists and their ideology. Even Iran's Ayatollahs seem minded to pursue a slightly more inclusive government. On August 26th, they approved the appointment of Iran's first Sunni vice president. A backlash against religious nationalism's hardliners could be coming.